Previously on the Jay and Dan podcast.
And you shot these promos with Bark and Fitz, is that right? The NASCAR mascots?
The race mascots were named Bump and Run. They both had reverse boners because their tails were erect but protruding from where a tail would protrude from.
You're standing next to them, arms around them, fingers running through their fur. Why don't you come visit? Dan has some rooms you could stay in, and then who knows what happens, Mickey, as the nights get colder. And
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes, very serious.
Are you spreading the word? Is the podcast becoming popular in South Korea?
Can I be honest?
Yes.
It's not popular in Korea.
Remember we used to have Tim read stuff? Producer Tim?
Story time with producer Tim. Well, he hated it. Remember, Christoph? He truly hated it.
I believe he asked for it this
time. You're listening to the Jay and Dan podcast, presented by our good friends at Coors Light.
The podcast, your podcast. I was downloaded.
Dance. Dance.
Mickey knows what's up.
Yeah, girl.
Jay and Dan podcast. So this is the old Fox Sports Live theme. Someone sent us a tweet this week and said, hey, can we go back to the original theme?
I'm glad you brought this up. Stoff, do you... I don't even remember what
it was
original...
The Spengler Cup, maybe?
Yes, oh. I think it was the Spengler Cup music.
Do we still have that?
I think I should be able to dig that up.
Let's go to that. See you later.
Let's restart everything. It's the podcast for the week of April 23rd. Great suggestion, because
I'm not sure why we. Well, it worked, you know. Yeah. I mean, it worked as an intro. It worked while we were at Fox, but we're not there anymore. We left them in a lurch, and now they're struggling, and that's on them. But you know what? We wish them the best. Absolutely. Stoff,
feverishly looking for this new intro as we.
Stoff, by the way, going above and beyond, getting us some delicious teas so we can enjoy this podcast. It's actually much cooler in here now that you guys opened the door.
When
we got in here, it was like the inside of Dan's pants at the Electric Circus nightclub in Bristol, Tennessee.
My erections have returned.
Just hot and sticky and ready for action.
You aren't far off, because in Bristol, it was a warm one. So I was gold bonded up.
Oh, boy. Do you just shake the gold bond onto some clear plastic wrap that you've put out on the bed and then just roll around in it?
Again, it's a delicate process.
I do remember, again, you on one of our trips, you going into someone's backyard.
That was on the Craft Celebration Tour.
I believe it was in Kyle, Saskatchewan.
And it was so... humid and hot.
So hot.
Sweaty.
There's nothing like a Saskatchewan summer. It'll get you. Just seeing a commercial on the TV for nailfungus.ca. So just had a daughter, and her dad was sitting on the couch on his laptop and in bare feet. And she was like staring right at his feet. And then the next thing you see is the title, nailfungus.ca. So you got some problems with your nails? Dial up that website.
So a person with a foot fetish, do they log on there and is that dirty porn?
Yeah, maybe. Like sick, twisted, dirty porn. That's what producer Tim's into. I think you got him pretty upset last week. Just a refresher, if you haven't watched every single episode of our television program. Last week, Dan pointed out, and I can't remember what the context was, but there was something to do with feet. And Dan pointed out that that's like porn to producer Tim.
And I don't even know. We have never confirmed if this is something he likes.
I mean, I do remember
he's going to love this. He's
some of the female editors. Yeah, Tim listens, by the way. Tim's a loyal listener. We need to acknowledge that. We really do appreciate that. I remember there were a couple of female editors in our newsroom back in our, you know, back 10 years ago. And, you know, summertime would come around. They'd wear open toe sandals. And I feel like Tim got a little twitchy, got a little excited, started to sweat, got aroused.
You're taking the heat for this one.
So I agree he probably does have a foot fetish, but I would never go on television and say... I'd go on this podcast clearly and say it, but I wouldn't go on the television, the TV, and say, producer Tim has a almost debilitating foot fetish affected his entire life.
I think the line I said was, oh, that piqued producer Tim's interest, or something like
that. Yeah, that's right. And again, you're probably right. So if you're like producer Tim, you'll want to visit nailfungus.ca. As soon as you possibly can. The traffic to that site is
okay, we're
going to
restart the podcast.
Here we go.
This is going to be the theme song for the podcast from here on out. Hit it, Christoph.
Dots. Dots. Yeah, that's better. That was good. I like that. It's more uplifting.
Yeah, and it's like springtime in the city.
Yeah. Maybe, Who did this? Who did this theme song?
Darut.
Darut?
Darude?
Is Darut a DJ of some renown? Is Darude a DJ? It's Darude?
Isn't it the...
Who is it, Star?
That's the band who does Sandstorm.
Yeah, that's who it is. Darude does Sandstorm.
Yes, that is a... Maybe Darut did that particular
Daruts are on fire.
Okay, so now it's a fresh beginning.
Yeah,
a
I love it. Beginning. Hey, what a weekend it was for us, Dan, in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
That's right. It was. We weren't even there 24 hours, but it felt like we were there about a week.
It kind of did, didn't
it? In a good way, because we packed a lot in.
We did pack a lot of living into that 24 hours.
So we were there for the Rock 102 Spring Invasion. If you know Saskatoon, there's a big event center called Prairie Land. They packed that place with about 35 to 4,000 people.
It was a great time. And we were fortunate enough to do it last year. We got to thank everybody from Rock 102. Your buddy Zimmerman, Ryan Zimmerman.
Yeah.
What a terrific person for bringing us on board. Looking forward to working for him someday in some capacity in Saskatoon Rock Radio. Certainly wouldn't want to bump anybody out of a job. My favorite DJ there, Shaq, who I called Zach on the radio. He's been doing radio in Saskatoon for 20 years. He's a legend in the market, and I identified him as Zach. I thought I heard him say Zach.
I blame Gary, one of the DJs, because Gary was saying, yeah, and we got Zach here.
He was not mumbling. So Gary, if you happen to attend the Spring Invasion last year, Gary was the person that we were telling everyone in the crowd that they were going to have sex with. It turns out that did not happen.
Oh, my golly, Jesus.
He said the reverse has happened. We've almost cursed him.
Yeah, it seems like Gary's gone through a bit of a dry spell, and we are somewhat to blame for this. Now, also to blame is Gary's... just overall hideous appearance. It's a beard that looks like it hasn't been washed in weeks. It's a muscle shirt, an undershirt that he's wearing as an overshirt. But what a great guy. What a terrific person. Love his personality. Love him on the radio. He's going to find a beautiful woman and settle down one day. One thing I did notice about Gary at the end of the night... You know, everyone was moving on to a house party after. Watson, one of the morning DJs on Rock 102, terrific guy.
Derek, who I've known, I worked with him in Fort McMurray. We worked together 99 to 2001.
Oh, you worked with Watson in Fort Mac.
We've known each other since the 90s.
Whoa. See, I didn't even realize that.
Yep.
Wow. So I should have grilled him for some stories. We should have Watson on the pod. Okay, next week.
Next week.
We'll have Watson on the pod. He's a great guy. So... before we were leaving for his house party, I saw Gary leave, and you think, wow, Gary's leaving with a lady? No, Gary's leaving with a six-pack? No, Gary left with a tray of ribs, a giant tray of barbecued ribs.
Yeah. Where is the money? Smart move. That's a smart move.
I mean, I got to be honest, I really was in awe of that move. He was like, I'm hungry. I don't want to party anymore. There's ribs here. Later, I'm going to get home and be like, why didn't I just take the ribs? They would have thrown them out. I'm going to eat these ribs. So he just mawed on those ribs all night long. Good for him. He had the best night of all.
Yeah, we saw the Rock 102 house band. They did a great job.
We got up there and sang with them a little bit.
And the cover band.
Snake Oil.
Snake Oil. Man, they put on a show.
They tore the roof off Prairie Land. They were essentially an 80s hair metal cover band, played a ton of great tunes. They played Poison by Alice Cooper, which was an interesting track, I thought. They played all the great
And they
hits.
Said they tour the states predominantly.
They do. They tour the states. I was talking to them. They were all really tall. They were tall dudes.
And then they wore the big platform.
Like, they added boots. The platforms, but they seemed tall without the platform.
The one guy terrified me, the bass player, because he was just standing there.
Yeah.
He was in character.
Yeah. Well, he was in the
like
Kiss
backstage.
Makeup.
Backstage.
Yeah, he was in the Gene Simmons makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he wasn't really talking. He was just... I don't know if he was just psyching himself up for another performance. But anyway, it was something to see. They were terrific. At one point, they set up a little sports center desk for you and I to take pictures with people there. Mm-hmm. And we're going along. It's going great. And then at one point you say, I gotta pee. And so, and usually that's me. So I'm like, hey, totally get it. Let's take a little break. So we said there were lovely people there helping us with, you know, everything. And we just said, can we just take like a 5-minute break? Great. So you go back to the backstage. I don't know where you went. I go back for a bit, hang out. 5 minutes later, I'm like, all right, I better get back there. Get back there. I'm waiting for you. You never returned. You never came back. You never returned to the desk. There were several, probably another 30 people in
line.
Are
you sure?
1,000%.
I must have got sidetracked by someone. Maybe the Kiss guy was terrifying me. I was afraid to come out of the bathroom.
No, I'm about 99% sure you just forgot. You just
Keep
forgot.
Dreams at lunch time.
You just forgot that there were several fans of the program waiting eagerly for your
Well,
photo.
I apologize if I... Again, there was a lot going on backstage. There was 50 blow-up dolls.
Yeah, that was one thing that was an interesting addition to this year's festivities.
They tried to set a world record.
They wanted to have the most blow-up dolls at a event. What was the record exactly?
I think the world record was 40, so they bought 50.
Yeah, and then some of them were weird. Like there was some whatever, right? There's guy dolls, there's girl dolls. Great, I'm thrilled. But a few of the guy dolls had pubic hair, like... drawn on to the part, like not drawn on, like it was part of the doll. But I'm like, why do you need the pube hair? Like for to make it more real, more realistic.
And there was
not like not
chest
fur.
Hair, everything.
Too. Yeah,
and it was like someone who put the doll together had never seen a naked man because it was just all willy nilly.
Right, right.
It
but then
like,
a huge, huge,
gorilla.
Like a massive.
But you would not insert that into yourself because it was the same material as the blow up doll. It was plastic, so.
Well, someone must be.
No, because they're
just know getting
what?
On top of that and going to town.
You blow Come up on, like an inner tube, and you've got that sharp layer of plastic where they join the plastic together. That's what it had on there. So you would cut yourself.
Well, you lube it up, get it light, nice and greasy, and see where
Give
the night.
Give me the dirty talk every time.
And see where the night takes you.
I would love to have seen where all those dolls ended up and what they're doing right now.
Oh man, there was some weird.
Because I'm sure some guys were like, yeah, I'm just taking her home as a joke.
Yeah.
I'm just going to.
And then next thing you know, that's his girlfriend. That's his girlfriend now. That's whom he calls his lover.
Dada? Who's that?
Son, when are we going to meet the new girl that you've been posting sort of pics, weird pics of? Just the back of her head, and her head looks very shiny. Well, you know, I'd love to, but she's a priest, so we can't do Sunday mornings. Oh, okay, what religion is that? Oh, don't worry about it. But I'm very happy. And she doesn't talk much, not a big conversationalist. But wow, that plastic is wonderful against my skin and my body.
It has changed my life.
We hadn't had a journey like this on a plane in the last few years. It was sitting beside each other,
yep.
There and back.
Yep.
That happens the odd time.
It doesn't happen much. You'd think it would happen a lot, but it almost never happens. And we were sitting right beside each other. And we were both so exhausted.
Yeah.
Like, just so out of it.
But I felt like my chair... Usually I can sleep sitting up, But it was like my seat was propelling me forward. I kept falling.
We were in the bulkhead seats. The bulkhead seats, which I like for leg room. But then I couldn't get comfortable either. So I did the thing where I brought out my food tray and like lied down on it like a like a kindergarten kid having a nap at school. Like I did that for 3 hours.
Why not?
just napping like that. People must have been like, "What the?"
And I interrupted your sleep because we flew back. We flew there Friday.
Yeah.
We flew back Saturday. Yeah. I woke up in a panic. I didn't set an alarm, nothing. So I'm like, oh, crap, our flight's in like an hour.
Oh, you mean at the hotel?
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, what are you talking about? It's at 2. I'm like, oh, oops. Sorry. Night, night. So I wandered the streets of Saskatoon. Yeah.
Had you checked out?
I never check out. I just leave. went to the Bez, had a great breakfast.
You can check out, but you can never leave. What do you mean you never check out? You never check out?
Never in 20 years. I just leave the hotel. What do you have to... There's no paperwork because that needs to be done.
But that's so weird.
They've got my card and stuff. I didn't charge anything to the room.
But if you do charge things to the room, do you check out?
No.
You just go and wait for the bill to show up. Or just wait to see the charge on your card.
I never see that bill. So someone might charge me $800 sometime in a hotel. No clue.
So let that be a notice to all you hotel operators in Canada, because we're often on the road. Little suggestion. Add about 6 or 7 porn movies to Toolsy's bill every time. And
those dollar bills, y'all.
You'll be fine. Never check out. When did that start? Did someone suggest you do that, or were you just like, you know what? Why am I stopping here?
I remember when I started first going to hotels, I would show up at the desk and it's lined up. I'm like, why am I doing? They just hand you the paper. You just leave.
I guess the only argument for checking out is then the hotel knows your room is ready to be cleaned and given to someone else if it's very busy. Whereas you are, and well, the room keys are like plastic things, right? So who cares? But I just think like if I'm a hotel operator, I'm like, he's still not out of that room. And then you find out, oh, he left 3 hours ago, that prick. And he ordered 4 porn movies. And now he's ordering 8.
So, yeah, that was a great journey.
But then
getting back to why I called you, because Saskatoon, as I mentioned to the crowd at the Spring Invasion, Saskatoon is still the only city on Earth in which I've missed a flight.
Yes,
so now it's
true.
In the back of my mind.
So now you're paranoid about it.
Yeah.
And we didn't have like a ride. Sometimes we go to these, do these gigs. We have a ride set up. Someone's going to pick us up. We were just kind of on our own the next day. So you were right to be somewhat paranoid, I think. No question about that. Didn't want to miss that flight again. No. Or did you? Why couldn't you have just stayed one extra night?
Nah. And the cab driver, I'm lucky we made it to the airport because I'm like, we got to pick up someone at Earl's. He's like, oh, where's that?
Yeah. So like,
but it's 3 minutes from here. It's kind of a popular destination. He's like, where's that?
I don't know. I think he had just arrived in Saskatoon. Yeah, we got split up in the morning because you were wandering the streets. So, but I thought, okay, I'm starving. I'm going to go to Earl's. I know they have great Caesars. That will totally get Toolsy over to Earl's. But you didn't heed the calling of the Caesar. And I got to say, they were delicious. A pepperette and a pickle and a ton of Rimmer in that thing. Spicy, yummy,
you know why?
Delicious.
Meat for the Caesar. Because after my breakfast, I'm like, I'm feeling kind of sleepy. So I went back to my room and had a 20-minute nap.
Oh.
So thank God I didn't check out.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. Wait, what would you have done? Wandered into the Midtown Plaza and gone shopping? What would you do if you had checked out and you had 4 hours during the day by yourself in Saskatoon? What do you do?
Good question. I guess hit up Earl's with you.
Yeah, right? We just hang out. I was on the patio. It was 19 degrees. It was so nice. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
We had a great time.
We should give our guest a call. Did he ever appear on our podcast? Or did he just appear on our TV show at Fox?
No, I think he did the podcast as well.
Okay.
I believe he did both of them.
He is a international TV star. He first gained fame by hosting Wild On with Brooke Burke. Art Mann, his job is he goes around to all the wild parties in the world and just interviews drunk people.
Yeah. He's been doing it for a long time.
That would annoy the hell out of me.
That's essentially what we did on Friday night in Saskatoon, though.
We didn't have to interview anyone.
We had to get on stage and say a few words.
Yeah, at a rock concert, you said, Saskatoon!
What are the chances that we are invited back for a third go-around with Rock 102 for their Spring Invasion concert?
I say give it a few years. We'll go back for... this was the ninth year. We'll go back for year 15.
I'd like to go back for year 10. I'd like to be back next year. I want it. If Ryan, Watson, Whitney, Shaq, Gary, if any of the personalities and management of Rock 102 are listening, I'd like to come back next year because I just had a great, great time.
I even tweeted about our great time in Saskatoon. Have we got Art Mann on the line? Art, you've spent time in Saskatchewan, haven't you?
Of course. Come on, man.
You always rave about it.
Where did I go? The Craven Country Music Festival.
Oh, that's a good time.
So what happened there?
Just craziness. People, I don't know, there's a lot of talk of chlamydia. I don't know if you guys get into that on your show or whatever, but there was chlamydia.
Dan picked up a bit of it in Saskatoon over the weekend, and weirdly enough, Art... He got it from one of the blow-up dolls at the event we were attending. They tried to set a record for the most blow-up sex dolls at an event. Mm-hmm. The previous record was 40. They brought 50, and Dan took 10 of them.
They had
home.
To get them to crowd surf. I don't know if they got them all up at the same time.
That is right. That was weirdly enough. That was definitely right on the mark there. Dude, I can't believe I'm on the Jay and Dan podcast, sponsored by freaking Coors Light.
Art, how are you? Where are we talking to you from? Where are you at?
I'm in Ventura, California, where you guys used to spend some time, but you decided that my country did not have what you guys were in search of.
We were deported.
Is that really true? It's part of the Trump thing.
Yes.
I think
yes.
We got out before it happened, for real. I miss our times on the beach, you and I together, Art, throwing the football to one another, spending afternoons together.
I like what you do here, and to keep it real, as I guess you could say, for the podcast... We don't stay in touch, so that this conversation now is very real.
Very fresh.
No, we stay in touch. You send me weird videos every day.
That just sounds wrong. Dude, I listen to the podcast. That library, because I am, by the way, you guys inspired me. I am now a podcaster.
Oh, and very nice.
I didn't say it was good. But
okay.
When I heard about this library that the old Toolsy has in his hometown, we had that same thing in the town where I grew up.
Just an old man in a house with like four or five books?
Come on in.
Yeah, you can look him up online. The government does a cool thing where they show you where he is at all times, because you can't be too close to kids and stuff, but... It's like a red dot where you can always tell where the library is.
Yeah, that's the librarian in Orono, in Tulsi's hometown. He will soon be, Art, he will soon be the mayor, and he is trying to get a music festival going, and I could think of no better person to come be the MC and the first host of Tulsi's, was it Tulsi Palooza? Toolchella?
Toolchella.
I can't remember what we called it.
I accept this. I've been to Canada... Like, we've shot up there for episodes of craziness, and it has never let us down. We did the Stampede in Calgary.
That's a great one.
Oh, my gosh, that's nonstop. We went to what are these, the Rough Riders?
Yeah, Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
No, okay, they're not the, I thought they were the...
They were Ottawa.
Oh, before. Were you in Ottawa, maybe?
But what's that, the city's vagina or something?
Yes, vagina. That's vagina, Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Yeah, that's it.
The Vagina Rough Riders.
Yeah, Regina. Yeah.
By the way, for merchandise, if they changed their name to the Vagina Rough Riders, they would just go crazy worldwide.
Well, some of those sex dolls we had at that event over the weekend, suddenly they come in pretty handy.
But again. Art, you run into a problem when you come to Canada because you drive here.
I am a road dog, but no, but here's the thing. I don't have a problem. You are sort of right, but not really. I only have a problem coming back to the United States because... The last time in particular, see, I'm not an actual celebrity, but yet sometimes people know me. And so at the border, your border patrol, they're like, "Art Mann, what are you doing?" Like, and I had checked off on the form. I don't know how interesting this is, but on, there's probably more information than you were bargaining for, but on the form, because I know there's a rule where you Canadians say you cannot come to this country if you're going to do a job that a Canadian can do. Now, I have never done a job that a Canadian couldn't do. I mean, that's, anyone could do it. So that, but on the form, I lied and I just said, oh, yeah, I'm just coming up here for fun. But yet the border guy asked me, what are you doing up here? I said, oh, we're shooting the stampede. And he goes, well, come on in, have a great time. But then when I went to come back to my country, to my homeland, the guy, I started to explain that I go to these drunken festivals, and he goes, that's not a job. And I go, no, it is. It looks, and I had this guy Googling me to see that I was actually telling the truth about this imaginary job where you wander the land talking to drunk people.
Now, oh, thank God Google existed at that point, Art.
I know.
Now, why don't you fly?
Why don't I fly? I mean, well, let's just be honest. Road trips are number one, okay? That you get to experience more of the land. Do you really want me to confess to you?
Yes. This is where you confess everything.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'd be better doing it on my podcast because not too many people are listening. So what it is I am a hyperactive kind of person. I can't really sit still. So sometimes on the plane, I feel like getting up and opening a window.
Right.
They don't like that.
That wouldn't go over well.
No.
But can't you take like medication to calm yourself on a plane?
How about some sweet meds?
Yeah, I have done this this medication that you speak of. I have done that and actually gotten on an airplane on this medication.
So you're like,
does that mean that up there, this medication is free?
Well, it can be if you're a Canadian, and and so we can work on that. We'll find you a nice girl from Saskatchewan, maybe one of those blow up dolls to marry, and you can qualify for Canadian health care.
I have a question. I don't even know if this has to do with anything, but while I was on hold, I heard Rock 102. What was that?
That's what we were up in Saskatoon for. We hosted Spring Invasion in Saskatoon last weekend, and it was a wild event. It was you should go next year.
Like I said, it's not that interesting, but that's where I worked first was in Springfield, Massachusetts. Springfield's home for classic rock 102.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
So it was meant to be that you'd join us on this podcast.
It was meant to be. No, dude, you're going to be impressed. I put together a little list for you guys.
Oh, okay.
What is it?
Yeah. It's a list. I was just going to be.
Are you going to tell us about it, or are you just going to write it down?
That's why I laughed, because I was going to say, I'm not going to tell you, but I put together a list. No, what I was thinking is, since I am this expert on drunken travel, drunken travel, am I saying it right?
Yeah.
But I put together a list of things this summer that I would like to invite the Canadians down to my country.
All right, yes, because you are the expert in all of this, because you travel the world finding drunk people. So
I am.
So what do you have on the list for us?
By the way, I know that was a perfect setup, and I should have gone right into it. But but the thing is, I'm also new to this podcasting thing. I just have a question because I was thinking about it right as you were talking.
Yep.
Do you guys wear the headphones, right?
Yes.
Do you just find yourself loving the sound of your own voice, like in your head?
Yeah, it is a nice. That's such a good question, Art. Because when Christoph, our producer, first turns the headphones on and I hear myself, it's like, wow, I am a beautiful broadcaster. I have a beautiful voice.
That reminds me. Do you know what's big right now that people fall asleep to? And this is true.
My podcast.
No, people. People whispering into microphones and talking like this.
Is that really true? That's kind of creepy.
Listen to it, and it makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up. People can't get enough of it. It is the creepiest thing I've ever heard. Anyway.
I find when I throw the headphones on, I just make a lot more. I have to be careful because it makes me a little bit creepy because I'll talk slower and enjoy every letter and every word.
Yeah,
because like, it just sounds so good.
Because that's now, right. So it makes you feel like you have a better voice than you actually do.
Yeah, there's a lot more like, yeah.
Okay, let's get to this list.
Oh, yeah, sorry, man. I forgot. It's, I forgot we're on a time crunch up there. But, yeah. Am by the way, listen, I love me some Toolsy. I love me some Dan. This guy, I knew this guy was a bro. He's a brother right away. But there's this other side to him that I love. I saw this guy, the valet. There was a valet sort of, what would you call it, Dan? Espionage that they had going on? What would you call that?
Yes, valet scam.
It was a valet scam. And I saw the beloved, smiling, happy Toolsy. He was ready to, he was going to have that whole place shut down.
Wait, okay, so we need a backstory here.
So right, we met up in Venice, and this valet guy saying, okay, park here. I'm like, okay, so I guess you're not allowed to park anywhere else. And came back out, and he tried to charge me.
Tell them. Tell them. Sorry to interrupt, but it's a dead end. The road ends at the ocean. Mm-hmm. So you don't really have any choice. Like, you pull up and you go, oh, what a nice person. He's going to handle this for me. And then, but there were no other decisions to be made. But then when you came out, you learned that it was $30, and that was that.
Yeah, that's right. And so I said, I'm not paying for this. He goes, you aren't getting your car. I'm like, you're going to give me my car. And then he's like, no, you're going to pay me. So I went into a store and got all quarters and dumped them on his desk.
Wow.
You fixed him.
That was I did. It was a very heated moment, but it needed to be done.
And Art, you witnessed this. Did you think that there was going to be blows exchanged?
I didn't know if there was going to be any blowing. I knew that there was. I had not seen the side of the Canadians before, and so this was interesting to me. Because
well, it's maybe, I don't know if we should paint all Canadians with the Toolsy brush, Art. I don't know if that's okay. Toolsy's like his own species.
I do, and I don't want it to be interpreted the wrong way. I do love this guy, but it was very fun for me to see him. He really lit up.
And oh man, I wish we could.
And
been
we
there.
Did have a great meal too. We found some hole in the wall place. It was amazing. Can you send us some of that food? Okay, to the list.
Oh, to my list, yeah.
Now, I'm
and
waiting.
We're out of time.
I can't
you
wait.
Know, this has been so much fun.
Now, I've just realized that Toolsy has this other side, and now I don't want to let him down with this list. So
that's
some
right.
That's right. He could come after you in Ventura.
Sorry, so here's what I have. I have a couple of ideas for your... First of all, I have in June... In June in Washington, we have this thing down here called the Combine Demolition Derby.
Amazing.
And I pulled that out because it's not very far from Canada, from your British Columbia friends.
That's right. So it's just, it sounds, this farmers getting to... But combines are not cheap. It seems to be a strange vehicle.
I feel like they're not using brand new Massey Ferguson's in that. They're just, maybe they're the ones that are from the olden days.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with the Massey Ferguson reference, by the way. but yeah, they're not using the Massey Ferguson's. And then I also have there's this event on my list. It's in Iowa, okay?
Okay.
They throw a rope across the Mississippi River, and then they do a tug of war. Now, here's the thing: I don't think this event is necessarily crazy. I don't think it's drunken. I'm very immature at times, and I'm attracted to the name of this event. It's called Tugfest, and I think that's funny.
Now, what if you get pulled into the Mississippi? Will you not drown?
I can't speak for all. I mean, I just can't speak for everybody, man. I'm hoping that if you're going to do a Tugfest with a giant rope stretching across the Mississippi, that maybe you have some swimming experience.
Well, sign me up for Tugfest.
Yeah, I think we're all interested to tug.
Yeah, I think we've all had our own little tug fest every now and then.
Well, pretty much daily around these parts.
another huge one, like, just I'm trying to emphasize that this is a serious list. Like, these are quality events. Like, in New Mexico in June, there's a mud volleyball thing.
Oh boy,
big mud volleyball tournament. They have like 30 something courts where they just fill them up with mud. And it is just, it's all for charity.
Okay,
so
I'm going to jot that one down.
Yeah, that one sounds fun. And, like, is everyone in bikinis or?
They just wear whatever. It's they're clothes. I mean, it's not like a naked mud fest, but, you know.
Art, okay.
No, but it's New Mexico in June.
Yeah.
It's going to be hot as balls. And so people will be dressed appropriately, I'm sure. I don't think that I don't think that you wear a lot of clothing to play mud volleyball.
Correct.
But I don't think you go there for like, oh, this is going to be beautiful. I think you go there because it's going to be funny. And it's people playing volleyball in mud.
Do you think remember when Tom Cruise in Top Gun played beach volleyball in his jeans? Do you think that if Tom Cruise went to this event, he would do that as well?
All right, this is a good question. Again, I'm speculating here, but I think that he really liked what he had. Like, I think he liked that setup, so I don't think he would change a thing.
Art, of all the events you've gone to, what is the number one where you'd say, I'd go back there not to work
going
it?
Going out to eat with you. With throwing the quarters at the guy, the whole thing. That was the number
going
one event.
Going out to eat with me, that'd be the last on my list.
No, you know, it's funny because I've been to one. You're not going to cut me short. I have one more I want to get to. But
okay.
There's two more. But listen, I'll get to my favorite in a second here.
Okay.
I'll get to my favorite now. My favorite is not the... You would think it's the ones where people are throwing fish or some kind of craziness.
Throwing fish?
When I've been asked this question, I always go back to the ones you've heard of, like the Indy 500 or the Kentucky Derby, but it's not the way you've seen it on TV. Like, it's like the Indy 500, you go the Friday before the race for a thing called Carb Day, and that's when all the locals go, and it's just a drunken mess, and half of them don't even realize that the cars are out on the track. Like, it's just like, oh, what's that noise? Like, I don't know. And so that is amazing. And then Kentucky Derby, same thing. You can go on the out, you know, where the stands are. We have actually a place to sit and everything. And you dress all nice, like where Tom Brady goes to the Kentucky Derby.
Right. Put on a fascinator.
Yes. Or you go my way, which is the infield where people are doing, you've seen the video of people running across the top of the porta potties and.
Yeah, that seems too much. That seems too wild. That's too much mayhem.
Tulsi has no problem throwing quarters at a valet guy, but don't make him jump on porta potties.
Just to clarify, I didn't throw them at him. I put the quarters on his desk.
let that be a lesson to you next time I'm getting dimed.
That's right.
And wait, you have to tell us the last two events that you are excited about this summer.
And by the way, not only, I just have to point this out. Jay, not only do you have an amazing voice, but look at you, the ultimate broadcaster. I mean, right on. You knew there were two left. You're also pushing me to finish them because this call's already gone on too long.
Way I'm interviewing you is the way I host with Dan for the last 20 years.
Okay. All right, so I have a thing called the Superhero Pub Crawl, which is in Reno.
Right.
Okay. This sounds up Toolsy's alley. Go on.
Yes. This is quality. What I like to say about Reno is it's not very far from Tahoe. Tahoe being the more beautiful of the two places.
Right.
So, but what's cool about this is it's a pub crawl where everyone is dressed as their favorite superheroes and even ones that they make up. And so by midnight or so, you have Superman throwing up. You have Batman being held up by his friends. Buzz Lightyear and, you know, like it's really just quality.
Art, Toolsy is so erect right now, so fully aroused.
I don't even have a favorite superhero.
My erections have returned.
My last event is not a boner killer, so don't worry, Toolsy.
Okay.
A lot of people always talk to me about these different beer events. You know, you have your, you know, I'm talking about these beer festivals, and you'll go there, and it's on the green of a town, and there's seven tents set up, and they're selling some beer. No, this is the Great American Beer Festival in Denver, Colorado. But hold on. I'm at a MotoGP race.
Oh, wow.
There. Oh, okay.
The Great American Beer Festival, Denver, Colorado. It is the biggest. You guys will never see anything like this. And then I know you have...
And they have another another thing you can get there now, too, in Colorado. So, added bonus.
Yeah, they have the weed, so... That is the problem because, and this is a trip, when you go, no offense, Denver, because I love you, but when you go there, no one wants to do anything. Like, you'll go to check in at the hotel, and dude's just like, hey, man, what's going on? He's like, yeah, can I get a little help? We have, like, gear and stuff. We just wonder if we get a cart or whatever. yeah, dude, carts are over there. It's like, there's no one jumping to help you. There's no, like, motivation has really taken a hit. Yeah. I'm here to tell you.
Okay, sign me up for that one. When is that one?
The Great American Beer Festival?
Yeah.
That was me repeating it while I bought some time. It's at the end of the summer. I believe it's in September.
Okay.
Maybe not necessarily the summer, but I wanted to include it, so I just stretched it. It wasn't like you guys are going to keep having me on for, like, here's Art with what's coming up in July.
Here's Art with August. More on Art's Calendar.
Yeah, so I wanted to blanket this all those calendar for you.
Well, I like that. And also, Art, what is nice and the way we can button this is Colorado, of course, the home of Rocky Mountain Coors, Coors Light, the sponsor of this podcast, the best beer in the world.
Do we have a
Coors Light?
Great American Beer Fest, September 21st to the 22nd. Is that right, Christoph? Is that what you said? I am available that weekend, and those are days off, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, boy, Art.
We should meet
he
there.
Is coming. He is coming, whether you like it or not. He's going to be there with you in your room, in your bed.
And we can stay at our good friend Cole Pern's house.
This is what happened. What?
Yeah. Cole Pern, he's staying with you. No, forget about this Cole Pern thing. He's in your room.
The Canadians have just a way of working your way into our hearts.
Oh,
can you get
bedrooms.
Us in? Can we bypass all the lines?
Yeah, come on, dude.
Okay, good. That's the answer I wanted. So, Art, where does everyone find all your stuff? You mentioned a podcast and stuff. Where do we find that?
Oh, nice. I like this part. No, I just have a... We don't have to promote all of my nonsense, but
yeah,
it would be
not?
Cool if people... You know, but if people listen, I see people listening right now, our podcast listeners, check out the Art Man podcast, and we just, very similar to this phone call, I just ramble about cool events, and that's that. I miss the Canadians, because we had a show on there for a long time, and then there was a battle with the cable company, and then I don't know who really won, because I guess we lost.
But you can still find Art Man Presents on YouTube, right?
Yeah, on the Art Man channel on YouTube. Thanks.
There you go.
Thanks, Toolsy.
Toolsy's all over it. Toolsy's, you know, Toolsy's not just sex dolls and quarters for valets.
I follow him on Instagram. I see there's a lot going on with the cat.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of barbecuing.
That's all that's going on. That's all that's going on is cats. That's it. Meow. So you bringing up the quarters, I'm like, oh, that's when I was alive.
Have you guys ever thought about, like, the actual listener to a podcast? Because most likely... We are in headphones right now, right?
Most people listen like on their way to work or something.
In their car, okay.
Yeah.
See, my vision was exercising. I like to imagine that they're exercising.
I like to imagine they're having sex to our voices.
KR, we gotta
go.
Thanks for coming
awesome,
on,
my friend.
I'm gonna come to Canada if it's before the Great American Beer Festival. I'll find you guys.
Okay, I'll be in touch. Seriously, we're going to Colorado in September.
I'm all legit. You think I'm just going to say it because we're on the podcast? You think I'm that type of person? Hey, don't call me after the podcast.
See you, Art.
See you, buddy.
Bye, guys. Thank you. Bye.
That's Art Man. So you'll be seeing him at the Great American Beer Festival in Colorado in September.
Toolsy will be there, too, in his room.
Are you going to come with us?
Yeah, I'll be there. So that's the podcast. Man, this is a good one. I really, really enjoyed this one very much. But we got to run because we got to go do an Avengers promo.
Yeah,
Avengers.
My favorite Avenger, Wasp Man.
Waspman. It's pronounced Waspman. Well, here comes Waspman. Look out. With his wasp powers, he will beat you, Thanos.
I don't know if you follow Jay on Twitter, but he sent out a tweet this week, and it baffled producer Tim because I saw an Avengers commercial, and I said, what? When's this?
Your exact words were, Avengers Infinity War, first I've heard of this movie. Literally not joking.
And producer Tim had bought tickets 8 months prior.
That is definitely true. Producer Tim and some model, foot model, will be attending the premiere.
You gotta feel his wrath after that. I'm glad I stayed out of that.
No chance. You started it all.
No.
And I just explained it.
Okay, I got to go air out because it's hot as in here.
Yeah, we've got to go shoot this Avengers Infinity War promo for Marvel. owned by Disney, just like us. Thanks for listening.
They're going home.
This is the Jay and Dan Podcast, presented by our good friends at Coors Light.